So just one ha'ara. One ha'ara. There's just so many long gemaras to learn that we pashu just don't have enough time to speak out raid. But one ha'ara, as it relates to the psicha, the beginning of paragar. So the basic halacha, the topic of the latter part of the daf, was ha'aru lo yoichle b'tshuma. Someone that's an aru is not allowed to eat truma. Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, what the makar is. Rabbi Akiva had a makar in the parish of truma itself. Rabbi Eliezer said it's learned out from Gzeir Shava, from the parish of Karban Pesach. But the halach is clear. Ha'arel lo yoichle b'tshuma. Rashi and Tosfos, right in the beginning of the parak say, that what is the definition of an aru? Zok Tehil Garashi, Koyen Shemesu Achav Machmas Mila. It's talking about a Koyen whose brothers died Machmas Mila. Meaning, there was a woman who gave birth to a son, they did a Bris Mila, and Loyalenu, the son died because of the Bris Mila. Then she gave birth to another son, again they did a Bris Mila, and the son died because of Bris Mila. We pass him like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a Chazakah is established, certainly with Chumrah, when something happens twice. And it's for that reason, the third child is not going to have a Bris Mila. Because this mother is becheskas, that her children can't survive the Bris Mila, and as a result, this child will not be able to have a Bris Mila. Zok Rashi, and Tosfos says the same thing, that the Mishnah that says, ha'arul lo yoichle b'tshuma, is talking about someone that's an arul because mesu achav machmas mila. An arul like that is not going to be able to eat truma. Stating that, the Rishonim in different places, the Rashba right here in our Gemara, the Tosfos Yishonim on the side of the Gemara, and Tosfos in Etlecha Erter, one of them is in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Talad Amud Beis, quote Rabbeinu Tam, who argued with Rashi and the Bali Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam said that I disagree. If you have a child that was Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila, it's Pasha to me, said Rabbeinu Tam, that this child is going to be able to eat from the, is going to be able to eat Truma. Why? Because the child is an oinus. The oinus rachmana patre. And for that reason, you're not going to consider him a ar. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says a aru lo yoichle b'tshuma? It's talking about someone that bemezed is an aru. Someone that didn't want to do bris mila. Maybe one of his brothers, Rabbeinu Tam said, died machmas mila. Maybe he's just afraid to do bris mila. But the bottom line is, says Rabbeinu Tam, that in the event that someone is an aru because mesu achav machmas mila, he would not have the halachic status of an aru, and he would not be included in this halacha of ha'aru lo yoichle b'tshuma. In other words, we have a machlekes rishonim. What ha'aru means? Rashi and Tosfos here in the beginning of Masechtas, in the beginning of Perek Aru, say that Aru means Mesu Achav Machmas Mila. V'kolshken, if he was amazed. But even if it was only Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, even there the halach is going to be that Lo Yoichlu B'Truma. Rabbeinu Tam argued, and Rabbeinu Tam said, no, if he was Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, he's not going to have a din of an Aru as it relates to this halacha that he's not allowed to eat Truma. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says Aru Lo Yoichlu B'Truma? It's talking about somebody that Bekavano, not Alpi Halacha, but Bekavano, he decided that he doesn't want to, he does not want to do a bris mila. The Rashba, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, so he brings L'shoyne Azov Shor Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam said that the way Rashi and the Bali Tosfos learned that Aru means Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, said Rabbeinu Tam, L'chayra, that type of Aru is Arelu Shaloi Bezmanehi. It's like an Aru Shaloi Bezmanah. The Eina Ma'akevis. And that type of Arelus is not Ma'akev. What did Rabbeinu Tam mean? He meant the Gemara that we're going to learn, where the Gemara discusses what happens if someone has a child that didn't have Bris Mila yet. But the reason the child didn't have Bris Mila yet is because the child is 6 days old. And you don't do Bris Mila until the child is 8 days old. So the Gemara has an Ibaya. And the Gemara says that that is not Ma'akiv. And the reason that's not Ma'akiv is because that child was Lohigiyas Manu yet to do Bris Mila. I, the kid's an Oral. True, but the mitzvah wasn't chal yet. And because the mitzvah wasn't chal yet, so therefore, even though physically he's an aro, but halachically we don't look at him as an aro. Said Rabbeinu Tam, a child that was mesu achiv machmas milo is like an aro shaloi bezmana. It's l'shoyne yazov shal Rabbeinu Tam. It's like an aro shaloi bezmana. And an aro shaloi bezmana is not kind aro kimavur later in the sukkis. So tufus, mesu achiv machmas milo, it's not going to be a problem either. But again, the bottom line is we have a machloikis where it was mesu achiv machmas milo. What's the halacha? Do we treat him as an aro? That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos. Or do we not treat him as an aro? That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Aris, in Simin Memteh, says that Yesh Loimar, the Hezber and the Machloikis, Rishonim, whether an Mesu Achav Machmas Mila is considered an Aral, that he's Lo Yoichle B'Truma or not, is totally in a Chakira. a chakira hayadua, as it relates to why is it that if a person finds himself in a situation of pekuach nefesh, so the halacha is he's not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, he has a right to violate principles in the Torah. So we know that halacha is v'chay behem v'loy sheyamus behem. If a person finds himself in a situation where, to save his life, he has to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, so what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to violate the mitzvah in the Torah, he's supposed to save his life. There are three exceptions to the rule. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, that all learned out from Sukkim, Sugis in the end of Mesechtes Yuma, also Sugis in Perek Ben Soiru Meir, Mesechtes Sanhedrin. But the point is we know that all mitzvahs in the Torah, that lachas of a person has to make this decision, he has to think quick. What does he do? Save his life? Or does he go ahead and violate this principle in the Torah? That's what he's supposed to do. Halach is v'chay behem v'loy sheyamos behem. Meaning, pekuach nefesh is doicha, all mitzvahs in the Torah with the exception of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Klait Rabbi Chanan, in Lomdus, when a person finds himself in a matzav of pekuach nefesh, where the halach is, he's supposed to eat the chazer, eat the nevela, he's supposed to be mechal Shabbos, he's supposed to not put on tefillin, right? He's supposed to go and violate the mitzvah in the Torah to save his life. Said Rabbi Chanan, what's the gedder? Is the gedder that the pekuach nefesh is doicha the mitzvah? So for example, a person has an iser, he's not allowed to eat nevela. But if he finds himself in a situation of pekuach nefesh, so then the inyan of pekuach nefesh is going to be doicha the loisa se of achilas nevela. Just like asay is doicha loisa se, so pekuach nefesh can also be doicha loisa se. There's a whole sugi of tchia, we learned it a long time ago in the beginning of the Masechta. Right? All the sugyas of Tchiyah. So we know there's a sugya, there's a noise, there's a mektsoya in Shas called the Tchiyah. So if that's the case, that's the gedder Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is doicha. The inyan of Pekuach Nefesh, it completely knocks out the Isser. Now within this tzad of Tchiyah, not for now, we can start clarifying. Is it Dechuya? Is it Hutra? Right? An idea that we talk a lot about. But the point is the geder hadvarim that b'makim pekuach nefesh, the mitzvah, the chiyuv, is nitcha legami. Oye shloim ha'sed Rabbi Chanan, pekuach nefesh doesn't have this superpower, doesn't have the ability to be doicha. However, being that the halacha is that a person is not mechuyiv to give up his life to do a mitzvah, if a person would eat nevela because of a matzav of pekuach nefesh, it would be okay because he would be treated as an oinus. In other words, the gedder of pekuach nefesh is the Torah is telling you that a person only has to give up so much. A person only has to do so much when it comes to doing a mitzvah, when it comes to observing the mitzvahs of the Torah. But there's a shear of how much a person has to do. A person doesn't have to give up his life. It's not that the mitzvah is nitcha. It's not that the iser is nitcha. The iser is there. It's shrying. It's telling you, do not eat this. I hear, but at the same time, do I have to give up my life for that? Rabbi Chanan says, we know how mevazviz al yevazviz yoyse mechaymish. Right, person doesn't have to give up more than a fifth of his nechasim to do a mitzvah. We always speak out the chayyadim. Right, the chayyadim who clears his famous shayla. Does a person have to leave his family for yontif if he heard that there's a shayfa on the other side of the world? He doesn't have a shayfa in the city that he lives in. Right, how much does a person have to give up when it comes to doing a mitzvah? This is something that the rishonim and the achronim pondered. This is something they talked about. So says Rabbi Chanan, maybe that's what pekuach nefesh is. Pekuach nefesh is not that it's doicha the isser, but at the same time, it's more of a halacha that a person doesn't have to do more than a certain share when it comes to observing mitzvahs, and to give up your life, that's not something you have to do. Now, gimel averes chamur is that you do have to, but to give up your life, that's not something you have to do. Let's just crystallize this a little bit better. B'milam acherim, when a person finds himself in a matzav of pekuach nefesh, eat this nevela, or I'm going to kill you. Is there an issa nevela right now? Or is there no issa nevela? Does he have a lav of don't eat nevela? Or does he not have a lav of don't eat nevela? If pekuach nefesh is doicha the lav, then says Rabbi Chanan, there is no lav right now. Because pekuach nefesh was doichet. Just like if a person has kalayim betzitzis. So if he puts on the beged, he's over the lav. No, of course he's not over the lav. There's no lav. There is no lav. Fakir. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and do it. I say, doichalois, I say, certainly if the tzad is hutra, not chuyu. But either way, if the word is that pekuach nefesh is doicha, so that means you don't have the iser here. You have nothing here. If, however, the gedra pekuach nefesh is not that pekuach nefesh is doicha the iser, Rather, it's just the halacha that you're not mechuyev to do so much when it comes to doing a mitzvah. So if that's the case, says Rabbi Chanan, then yesh loymar, if a person finds himself of a matzav of pekuach nefesh, where he's faced with this dilemma, should he eat the nevela and save his life, or should he not eat the nevela? Avada the get is going to be, there is an issa nevela. The issa nevela is here. Nothing was doichet. Nothing removed it. I'm not mechuyev to do so much for the issa nevela. Right, if someone has a situation where he has to do a mitzvah, but he's an arum man, and he's going to have to pay more than a chaymish of his nechasim to do this mitzvah. So you're going to tell me, oh, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah because I can't afford it. No, of course there's a mitzvah. You gradah don't have to do it because you can't afford it. But avada the chiyev mitzvah you have. If a person, it's Rosh Hashanah, there's no shayfer, and a person would have to leave his mishpacha to go ahead and hit kiyah shayfer. And the chayadim is going to tell you, you're not mechuyev to do it, right? The famous chakir of the chayadim. So you're going to tell me, oh, there's no mitzvah, because of course he has a mitzvah. When he woke up Rosh Hashanah in the morning, he doesn't have a mitzvah to hear shayfer. About he had a mitzvah to hear shayfer. He's grabbed a potter. Why is he potter? Because he's not mechuyev to exert that much effort and that much energy to go ahead and do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan says, al derech zeh, pekuach nefesh might be the same exact way. Avada, the person has a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, you have to put on tefillah, you have to do whatever it is. Granted, the person says he's going to kill you, but say it. You're not mechuyev to give more than a chaymish. You're not mechuyev to leave your family for yontif. You're also not mechuyev to give up your life. Makes sense. But at the same time, avada chiyev there is. The person right now has a mitzvah. He's chayev in this nevela, just like he's chayev in every other nevela in the world. He has to put on tefillah today, just like he had to put on tefillah yesterday. He's going to have to put on tefillah tomorrow. It just so happens, yesterday he didn't have any siba of oinis or whatever it was. And therefore, you had to do it. Today, your grada has a siba that says that, you know what? You're not mechuyev to give up your life, and therefore, don't do it. But mitzad the chiyev, there's a chiyev. If pekuach nefesh is doicho, so then what it does is it knocks out the iser. The iser is not here. Then it's like kalayim betzitzis, where you don't reckon with the iser. And because you don't reckon this, again, you reckon with it, but to the extent is chiyev, then you don't reckon with it. So right now, the pekuach nefesh is doicho, and pekuach nefesh is doicho, you're not going to have a problem. Said Rabbi Chanan, what's the nafkamina? So this is a classic. He goes through a whole bunch of nafkaminas here in Simen Memches, and he has this nafkamina, that, now in Kedarke Bakoidish. Right? It's incredible. The kiyodua, the lumdis, and the bikias, and the varfing of Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yimkum Damai. But Maskani says, I have one nafkamina. Comes out with one nafkamina. Says, nafkamina would be, we know, if somebody couldn't bring a carbon Pesach, the halach is a parasha Pesach Sheini. This is Rabbi Chanan's nafkamina. He says, there's a parasha Pesach Sheini. Just reading what Rabbi Chanan says. There's a parasha Pesach Sheini. And there's a big clear in the Gemara. The Gemara has a something, how Pesach Sheini works. Is Pesach Sheini tashlum in the Rishain? Or is Pesach Sheini not tashlum in the Rishain? Meaning, the gedder of Pesach Sheini is, it's a tashlumin. You had a chiyev to bring a Pesach Rishain. And now, this, you couldn't bring it. It's a memeil, there's a makeup. You couldn't do it the first time. There's a tashlumin. A person didn't daven, but oynis. So there's tashlumin. You daven an extra tefillah. Is the gather tashlumin or it's not tashlumin? It's like a second chiyuv. There's the first chiyuv. There's the first man. And if you didn't bring it the first time, so now there's a second mechayev. L'may nafkamina. The Gemara says the nafkamina would be, what happens if somebody was potter by Pesach Rishon? Will he have Pesach Sheni or will he not have Pesach Sheni? If it's tashlumin the Rishon, so if you were potter from the Iker chiyuv, then you're not going to have tashlumin, right? Somebody becomes bar mitzvah. You become bar mitzvah at night. So you're going to daven two minchas now because you didn't daven mincha when you... No, you were potter when you didn't daven mincha. Now your chiyuvim just started out smayer. So if you're a potter from bringing the Pesach Rishon, you're not going to have a Pesach Sheni. If, however, it's not a tashlumin, if, however, the way Pesach Sheni works is, it's a new chiyuv, so just because you were potter from Pesach Rishon, you're still going to be chayv in Pesach Sheni. So says Rabbi Chanan, what would be if a person didn't bring his carbon Pesach? And you know why he didn't bring his carbon Pesach? Because he was in a matziv of Yehorig Val Yavar. He was in a matziv of Pekuach Nefesh. He possibly would have had to risk his life in him to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. By the way, probably not even so loy shchiach. He had a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim, and maybe it was dangerous for him to go. And therefore, the psak halacha was, it was a question of Sofet Pekuach Nefesh, which is doich everything, and therefore he didn't go to bring the carbon Pesach. So he was in a matziv of Pekuach Nefesh. Would he have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni, or would he not have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni? So, Rabbi Chanan, it depends on this shaila. If the gedder of Pekuach Nefesh is that your chayiv, nor vos, I'm not mechuyev to do so much in order for me to be mekayim my mitzvah. I don't have to be mevazuyos and mechaymish. I don't have to leave my family for yontif the chayadam. Snow to, I don't have to give up my life. But be'etzem I was chayev. So be'etzem I was chayev. I had a chiyev Pesach Rishon. If I had a chiyuv Pesach Rishon, then I'm going to have a chiyuv right now to go ahead and bring a Pesach Sheni as well. Because the Pesach Sheni is going to be a Tashlum in the Rishon. Even though I didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, but I was chayiv. And being that I was chayiv, there'll be a Pesach Sheni. But if the gedder of Pekuach Nefesh, says Rabbi Chanan, is that Pekuach Nefesh knocks out the whole chiyuv, there's no chiyuv bichlal. It's like a dechiyaza. But there is no chiyuv. So if there's no chiyuv, I was potter from Pesach Rishon. If I was potter from Pesach Rishon, I'm going to be potter from Pesach Sheni as well. That's Rabbi Chanan says. La'achre klois agoyl. He says, this is the nafka mina. It's by, literally by Sifkot and Yudches here in Simen Memches. This is what the nafka mina is going to be. L'man da'amar tashlum in the Rishon. If you were in a matzav of pekuach nefesh by the Pesach Rishon, would you have a tashlum in a Pesach Sheni? Or would you not have a tashlum in a Pesach Sheni? Says Rabbi Chanan. Says Rabbi Chanan, Lefi zeh yesh loymar. Yesh loymar. We know there's a machloikis between the Rishonim and Rabbeinu Tam. Ha'orl lo yoichel b'tshumo. Rashi and the Bali Tosfos said, what does it mean, ha'orl lo yoichel b'tshumo? It means mesu achiv machmas milo. Rabbeinu Tam argued. Rabbeinu Tam said, if it's mesu achiv machmas milo, then what's the halacha? That's like arelo shaloi bezmano. And just like arelo shaloi bezmano is not considered oral with regards to the laws of truma, so too, mesu achiv machmas milo is also not going to be considered arelos as it relates to the laws of truma. Says Rabbi Chanan, what's the hezber and the machloikis? What exactly are they arguing? Said Rabbi Chanan, yesh loyma, they're arguing in this nakuda. You see, Rabbeinu Tam said that just like someone that is an oral shaloi bezmanoi, it's not considered oral as it relates to the laws of truma, so too mesu achiv machmas milo is also not. Why is mesu achiv machmas milo? Why doesn't that person get bris milo? It's because of pekuach nefesh. Because there's a chazaka that it's a sakana, and therefore, because of pekuach nefesh, you're not going to go and do the bris milo. Rabbeinu Tam equated that to someone that is 6 days old where there's no mitzvah milo yet. What state in Rabbeinu Tam is that when a person finds himself in a matzav of pekuach nefesh, there's no mitzvahs milo b'chla. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, just like if someone's lo higiyas mano, he's not considered an aru. So too, if someone's mesu achiv machmas milo is also not considered an aru. Because if someone that's mesu achiv machmas milo has no mitzvah, just like someone that's not 8 days old has no mitzvah. And if that's the case, you see, oral shaloi bezmano is not ma'akiv, and it's not considered the oral of unto the Mishnah. So too, if it's meisu achiv machmas milo, it's also not going to be considered oral. Abirashi and Tosfos and the other Rishonim says Rabbi Chanan held that it's fundamentally different, pekuach nefesh, versus someone that's not 8 days old. Pekuach nefesh, avada de zechiv. Narvas, you're just not obligated right now to execute on your chiyuv. Because there's a shear of how much a person needs to do in order to execute on a chiyuv. You don't have to be mevazos yosim mechaymish, you don't have to leave your family, and in the same vein, you're also not mechuyev to give up your life. Kal v'chaymer ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer. But a chiyuv there is. And being that there's a chiyuv, so right now, you're mechuyev to do bris milah. Punct. We're not going to obligate you to do bris milah. And you won't be punished for not doing bris milah. Oh, but to tell me you're not an oral, you can't say. An oral shaloi bezmanoi is not an oral because there's no mitzvah milah. You have a mitzvah milah. You're grabbing a mechuyev to act upon your mitzvah milah. And because you have a mitzvah milah, you're grabbing just not mechuyev to act upon your mitzvah milah. So it's for that reason it's going to be different. It says Rabbi Chanan that yesh loymar, this was the hezber in the machloikis rishayim. Just to end and add one neufach. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years, L'shoinei Hazav of the Rambam, in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Mila. This is just to get us going here, a little bit in the sugyas of Mila. And that is, the Rambam is discussing Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila. Says the Rambam, Katan Shenimtza B'Shmini Shala Yorik B'Yoyser. If you have a child, that the child is Yorik B'Yoyser. He's very, very yellow. Ein Moilin Oysa, you don't do Bris Mila. At Sheyipo Boydam. Until the coloring of the child changes, the Yachzeru Marav Kamari Aktanam Abriyan. Until the child gets a little bit stronger. The Chenim Hoya Odin B'Yoyser. And the same is true if he was very, very red. It's going to be the same exact thing. You don't do the Bris Mila right away. I'm skipping a little bit. The Rambam says, Isha Shemola B'Nor Rishayin Umeis Machmas Mila Shachshila Koichoy. If an event that, let's say there were two children that died Machmas Mila, says the Rambam, Rezu Loy Tomo Vesachlishi B'Zmanoy Elamam Tino Loy Achi Yigdom Ma'at V'Yischazakoichoy. You can't do Bris Mila in all these different situations. Says the Rambam, why?
Says the Rambam, v'tzorech lizar b'dvar melo harbe. You have to be very careful with this halacha. V'ein moylin el yelet she'ein b'y shom chaylish. That you only do bris mila on a child that has no chaylish. She's hakonis nefashis doicha sakot. Because hakonis nefashis doicha everything. And then the Rambam says, v'efshel lomu la'achar zman. It's possible to always do bris mila later. V'efshel la'achsa nefesh echad mi'yisrael la'olam. But if a child dies, you'll never be able to bring this child's life back. So says the Rambam, if you have a child who finds himself in a situation of pekuach nefesh, so what do? You don't do the bris milah. You're sensitive to the pekuach nefesh. Why? So the Rambam says a shtikl taira. Because ef shalom ola achaz man, you could always do the bris milah tomorrow, but you can't be machzer nefesh echad miyisrael olam. But if a child dies, you'll never be able to bring this child's life back. And it's for that reason you're sensitive to pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh is the most important thing. And in this case, there's no reason not to be sensitive to pekuach nefesh, because what's your tutzdan? Do bris milah or save the child's life? Save the child's life, you won't be able to do tomorrow if you don't do it today. Bris milah, you can always do tomorrow. So says the Rambam, it's a very simple arithmetic. Therefore, it makes more sense to hold off on the bris milah and save the child's life. So all the achrayim ask, makshama oilam, the shayla lasts to the chsam soifer in Yerideya, simen resh mem hei, and the amnezer in the tshuva, and Rabbi Yisrach Shmelkish in the tshuva, and the gdoili apoyiskim, they all said, and they all bothered with the same question. Why did the Rambam need a shtikl Torah to explain why the halach is, if it's suffered b'koach nefesh, you don't do bris milah? Ram said a shtikl taira. Could I hear the words of the Rambam again? V'tzorech lizar b'dvar melu harbe. V'ein moylin eli yelit she'ein b'y shom choyli she'asakonis nefashis doichas hakol. V'ef shalomu la'achar zman v'ef shalachas nefesh echem yisrael o'ilam. You can always do bris milah tomorrow, but you can't be ma... What did the Rambam need that for? I mean, it's a nice hergish, but why do we need it? To tell me that there's something called b'koach nefesh? That's halacha 101. That's all the sugis in Shas. Why would the Rambam have needed a shtikl taira to explain why pekuach nefesh is doicher b'smilo? So the Chassam Sofer, and really the Gedolei Achrayim said that it's mavur in this Rambam, that the Rambam held that the regular gedarim of pekuach nefesh, that doicha mitzvahs, is not necessarily applicable when it comes to the mitzvah of milo. And so ken zayin, that milo, shockingly, is not nitches mipnei pekuach nefesh. Now, the Rambam says, afal pikein, you're not going to do bris milah b'makom sakana because of a shtikl Torah. Oh, but the Rambam had to come on to a shtikl Torah. Val on a shtikl Torah, says the Rambam, I wouldn't necessarily know that pekuach nefesh is doicher bris milah. How's that possible? If pekuach nefesh is doicher everything, why would it not be doicher bris milah? So the Chassam Sofer said pshat based on a Gemara. A Gemara tucked away. It's really tucked away. It's in Perek HaNezach and Masechet Gittin. It's in the middle of the sugis of Kamsa bar Kamsa. The Gemara there brings a pasuk. David HaMelech said, Ki olecha hayragnu kol hayoyim, nechshavnu kitzoyin tivcha. The Gemara brings different pshat on what that means. Rav Shulman Levi Amar, Zumila Shinit Mishmini. It's referring to Bris Mila that happens on the eighth day. Why is that? Ki Olecha Hiragnu Kol Hayoyim. So Rashi says, Dezimnin Demayas. Because it was not uncommon that a child would die during Mila. And you see, Olecha Hiragnu Kol Hayoyim, that children were Mois Nefesh, they did Bris Mila, the parents did Bishmini. Even though they knew ki olecha iragnu kalayoyim, they knew that zimnin demayis. So you see from here that built into the DNA of bris milah, eingebacht in bris milah is that even when it's a sofik b'koach nefesh, still you go ahead and you do bris milah. Said the Chassam Sofer, and different achrenim say it in different nuschais. But you see from here that when it comes to bris milah, it works with a different gather, and it doesn't follow the ordinary mahalach of Pekuach nefesh, which is doicha all mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, vada, if it is a suffix, pekuach nefashes, the Rambam paskins, you don't do the bris milah. But not simply because pekuach nefesh is doicha all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but based on a shtikl Torah. The efshel lomu la'achaz man, the efshel la'achse nefesh echad miyisrael lo'ilam. That Nineza says, this explains Shevet Levi. We know we're going to learn about this in the coming daffin, that the Yidden, when they were in the midbar, they didn't do bris milah. But Shevet Levi, right? The Sforna said they were mice and nefesh to do bris milah. They were willing to literally, you have a right to be mois and nefesh. The teretz is because you don't have the regular halachas of pekuach nefesh when it comes to bris milah. Ki olecha iragnu kol hayoyim, that is bris milah, zimnin demayis. And afal pikein, we do it, so say meres, the regular halachas wouldn't apply. So what then is the cheshbon? The cheshbon is, it's a different shtikl Torah, like the Rambam says. That ef shalom olachas man, the ef shalachas nefesh echem yisrael lo'ilam. So just to add one neufach, Rabbi Chanan said that as relates to this machloik is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now what's the hesbon of the machloik is? Rabbeinu Tam held that mesu achem achmas milah, we treat this child as if the child is not mechuyev at all. like Rabbeinu Tam said, we look at it as if it's an Arul Shaloi Bezmanoi. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is because Pekuach Nefesh, there's no Chiv at all. So if there's no Chiv, it's mamash like an Arul Shaloi Bezmanoi. But Rashi and the Rishonim argued. Why did Rashi and the Rishonim argue? They held the child is an Arul. Because Mokim Pekuach Nefesh, we do see a Chiv. Pekuach Nefesh doesn't mean there's no Chiv. It's not Doicha the Isser, but rather Mokim Pekuach Nefesh, there is a Chiv, just you're not obligated to fulfill your Chiv. But as it relates to defining the child as an Arul, the child would be an Arul. If you're going to tell me that when it comes to Bris Mila, you don't have the regular Hasugya of Pekuach Nefesh. In fact, the Rambam himself didn't simply say Pekuach Nefesh. The Rambam said, V'efshel lama l'achas man, V'efshel l'achas nefesh echad mi Yisrael la'olam, that Yesh Lema la'olam Rashi was moida to Rabbeinu Tam in the lumdis of how Pekuach Nefesh works. And la'olam Rashi held Pekuach Nefesh, really there is no chiyuv. And if there was a real Sugya Pekuach Nefesh in the beginning of Perek Ha'aral, Rashi would agree that Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, Machmas to Pekuach Nefesh, you look at this child as if there's no chiyuv at all. And if there's no chiyuv, it's like an Arul Shaloi Manoi, and the halach is he would be able to eat truma. Abimirednach Mila, and Mila like the Achroimim with Mechiach in the Lashonis of the Rambam, the end of the first paragraph of Vilchus Mila, there is no regular Sugya Pekuach Nefesh. What is it? There's a new day now, a Svar. Why do it today if you can do it tomorrow? Oh, that Svar is not enough to tell me there's no chiyuv. Meaning, really, I am a chuyuv to do it. And the fact that this Pekuach Nefesh is nothing. Norvaz, do it tomorrow. I hear, do it tomorrow is a svara. But at the same time, it's not a svara to tell me there's no chiyuv today. That's poshet. The back of the envelope arithmetic that the Rambam made is not enough of a svara to tell me there's no chiyuv. Savada, there's a chiyuv. And if there's a chiyuv, therefore, is it going to be considered an aral? So it could be la'olam Rashi is moida in the lumdus of Pekuach Nefesh to everything that Rabbi Chanan was mechiyach in Rabbeinu Tam. Now here it's a sugya mila. And by mila, the achroinim were already poiseach a pesach to say that the gedarim of Pekuach Nefesh maybe are different. Certainly, the way that Achrayim seem to learn the Rambam, there wouldn't be enough of a Siba to say there's no Chiyuv. That's why Rashi and the Rishonim said that Mesu Achu Machmas Mila, even B'mokim B'kuach Nefesh, the child is going to be considered an Arul.